septic pump right there in your yard. They got porta potties ready for you too. They'll pump away that stinky nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whiff. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie.
Yeehaw! Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Can I touch this? Where does sand come from? Is this tree good for climbing? What happens if I mix these two things together? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Storing your guns securely is the best way to prevent family fire, including unintentional shootings. For more information on safe gun storage and ways to keep your family safe, visit endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org.
What do we keep in the attic? What's this thing called? Can I ride my bike backwards?
Like I said, kids are curious. It's up to us to keep them safe. Brought to you by End Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Saddle up, buckaroos. It's time to start the cattle drive with Trail Tunes, the new cowboy, western, and south of the border show on Wiscountry 105.5 WIRI. Every Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m., join me, Gene, Roy, Tex, and Rex with songs of lonesome cowboys, wicked rustlers, and sighing senoritas. From the sons of the pioneers to riders in the sky, Trail Tunes will have you wishing for those wide open spaces. Every Thursday from 7 to 8, only on Wiscountry 105.5.
The heat stays cranked up today as we spike into the 70s. Winds are feisty, though, gusting up to 30 miles per hour, creating a high fire danger risk again. Otherwise, we get to sit under mostly sunny skies today and enjoy this rare warmth. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 66 degrees.
WIRI Nakusa. The heart of Wisconsin's home for a huge variety of country favorites. This is Country Legends 24/7.
WIRI 105.5 FM. Wisconsin Rapids.
Red, Nick.
Around here, don't listen to the Beatles run. Old Bo Cephas threw a jukebox needle at the honky tonk where they boot stomp all night. What?
That's right.
Yeah, and walk to call work, digging in the dirt. Gotta get it in the ground before the rain come down to get paid to get the girl in your four wheel drive. Yeah, the boys around here. The boys round here sending up a prayer to the man upstairs. Backwoods legit, don't take no lip. Shoot a back, a shoot a back, a shoot a back, a spit. Oh, heck. Well, the boys round here, they're keeping it country. Ain't a damn one know how to do the Dougie. I'm not in Kentucky, but these girls round here, yep, they still love me. Yeah, the girls round here, they all deserve a whistle. Shaking that sugar sweet as Dixie Crystal. They like that yawling southern drawling. Just can't help it because they just keep falling. For the boys round here, drinking that ice cold beer. Talking about girls, talking about trucks. Running them red dirt roads out, kicking up dust. The boys. Shoot a back and shoot a back and spin.
Let's ride through the countryside. Let's ride down to the riverside.
Hey now girl, hop inside. Me and you
is the only sound. We out of town.
That's right.
Have you ever got down with a
Tipping.
Well, I think most folks may or may not know that I was raised on a farm, you know, in South Carolina. And that is funny that the greater the opportunity I would have had to buy a bigger home and move to town or over to Brentwood, which is a very popular place for most of the country singers here in Nashville. Not me. Further out and further away, you know, and back to the things I love. Operate machinery. You know, I've got a couple of bulldozers and track loaders, and I'm a collector of antique Mack trucks. And just yesterday I was sitting on a 955 Caterpillar packing the road, trying to get a little better road built into my property. Yeah, before the snow comes, gotta have it.
105.5 FM.
The night is neon blue. Surrounded by strangers, she don't know the dangers one drink could lead her to. And if she falls, it's all my fault for doing a good woman wrong. I can't be far behind her. Oh Lord, help me find her. If you see my blue eyes,
Hello, everybody. This is Ronnie Millsap with Country Legends 24/7.
105.5 FM.
Our paths may never cross again. Maybe my heart will never mend, but I'm glad for all the good times, 'cause you brought me so much sunshine, and love was the best it's ever been. I wouldn't have missed it for the loving you, girl. You've made my whole life worthwhile with your smile. I wouldn't trade one memory, 'cause you mean too much to me. Even though I lost you, girl, I wouldn't have missed it for the world. They say that all good things must end. Love comes and goes just like the wind. You've got your dreams to follow, but if I had the chance tomorrow, you know I'd do it all again.
Music is what we do. Country Legends 24/7 from 105.5 FM.
I've held it all inward. God knows I've tried. But it's an awful awakening in a country boy's life. To look in the mirror in total surprise at the hair on my shoulders and the age in my eyes. Amanda, light of my life, fate should have made you a gentleman's wife. Amanda, fate should have made you a gentleman's wife. I It's a measure of people who don't understand the pleasures of life in a hillbilly band. I got my first guitar when I was 14. Now I'm over 30, still wearing jeans. Fate should have made you a gentleman's wife. Amanda, light of my life. Fate should have made you a gentleman's wife.
Folks, this is Paulette Carlson from Highway 101, and you're listening to Country Legends 24/7. Don't you just love it?
105.5 FM.
If you see me in some corner, looking like
Clay Walker, and lots more coming up from Country Legends 24/7.
Most of us can agree we should have the freedom to make our own medical decisions. Politicians should have no role at all, but not California mega millionaire Eric Hovde. Hovde said, "I am totally opposed to abortion, and I'm 100% pro-life." And he supported overturning Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights. Hovde's been supported by Wisconsin Right to Life, an extreme anti-abortion group that supports banning abortion, even in cases of rape and incest, and threatens doctors and nurses with criminal charges for providing abortion care. With views like that, Hovde could be a crucial vote in favor of a national abortion ban. letting politicians decide what's right for women. Call Eric Hovde at his California office at 714-730-4444. Tell him his position on abortion is dangerous for Wisconsin women. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
The heat stays cranked up today as we spike into the 70s. Winds are feisty, though, gusting up to 30 miles per hour, creating a high fire danger risk again. Otherwise, we get to sit under mostly sunny skies today and enjoy this rare warmth. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 66 degrees.
Central Wisconsin's Country Legends 24/7. 105.5 FM.
We've all seen enough wrong and right. Everything's not black and white. There's always something in between. No matter how long or well you live, you don't get anything you don't give. Still no slate is clean. For better or worse, anybody can take a look around and find a better man. Upright no matter how he's faring, no matter what kind of shoes he's wearing, the shoes he's wearing, they don't make the man. So many people out running around, handicapped before they hit the ground, thinking there's nowhere to go. Shouldn't we all be looking for ways to keep on seeing our better days? We're not chained to what we know. But if your eyes are open and your mind is free, there's no telling what a man can be. Upright no matter how you're faring, no matter what kind of shoes you're wearing. Times, find your feet still walking the line. You never carry the load worth bearing, no matter what kind of shoes you're wearing, the shoes you're wearing, they don't make the man. They won't make the man.
Legends 24/7 with Emmy Lou Harris.
Well, I'm just very blessed, you know, that I still love my work and I can still work. I still have an audience and love what I do.
105.5 FM.
Making believe that you still love me.
still I'll always dream. I'll never own you, making believe it's all I can do. Can hold you close when you're not with me. You're somebody's love, you'll never be mine.
Carter, and I fell in love with all this great music on Country Legends 24/7.
Yeah.
Central Wisconsin's only choice for real country music. Country Legends 24/7. 105.5 FM.
I burn with desire each time my heart fans the fire to that old flame that burns inside of me. She cried when I left her, now I cry to forget her. Oh, how foolish I was to ever want to leave. I wish her well with a new love. I know she's found by now. Each night finds me dreaming, each day I spend thinking how much I wish she was still around.
Said, Grandpa, what's this picture here? It's all black and white, and it ain't real clear. Is that you there? He said, yeah, I was 11. And times were tough back in 35. That's me and Uncle Joe just trying to survive a cotton farm and a Great Depression. If it looks like we were scared to death, like a couple of kids just trying to save each other, you should have seen it in color. Oh, and this one here was taken overseas in the middle of hell in 1943. Almost see my breath. That was my tail gunner, old Johnny McGee. He was a high school teacher from New Orleans, and he had my back right through the day we left. If it looks like we were scared to death, like a couple of kids just trying to save each other, you should have seen it in color. A picture's worth a thousand words, but you can't see what those shades of gray keep covered. You should have seen it in color. this is me and Grandma in the summer sun, all dressed up the day we said our vows. You can't tell here, but it was hot that June. That rose was red and her eyes were blue. And just look at that smile, I was so proud. That's the story of my life, right there in black and white. And if it looks like we were scared to death, like a couple of kids just trying to save each other, you should have seen it in color. Cover. You should have seen it in
This is John Connolly.
Making money at 30 with a wife and a son. Then a short 5 years later, it all comes undone. She's gone back to mama with the boy by her side. Now I'm wine drunk and running with them on my mind. I'm on the backside of 30 and back on my own. An empty apartment don't feel like a home. It's dawn Monday morning, and I just called in sick. I skipped work last Friday to drink this month's rent. And when my friends ask me, I tell them I'm fine, but my eyes tell a story.
Side Country Legends 24/7 from 105.5 FM.
I could see it coming from a mile away, a heartache looking for a place to stay. But I couldn't resist her and I couldn't be cool. Lord, can't a woman make a man a fool? It's an age-old story, but it still holds true. There ain't no end to what a man won't do. He'll love some woman
until he goes insane. It's a short, sweet ride on a runaway train. I was drunk and crazy from her sweet perfume, but I knew stone sober I was being used. Now the heartache lingers like a cheap cologne. She took all she wanted, then she was gone. Well, it's an age-old story, but it still holds true. There ain't no end to what a man won't do. He'll love some woman till he goes insane. It's a short, sweet ride on a runaway train. Ain't no future and a heart for end. Still she taught me something about the facts of life. Love cuts quicker than a switchblade knife. It's an age-old story, but it still holds true. There ain't no end to what a man won't do. He'll love some woman till he goes insane. It's a short, sweet ride on a runaway train. It's an story, but it still holds true. There ain't no end to what a man won't do. He'll love some woman till he goes insane. It's a short, sweet ride on a runaway train. A short, sweet ride on a runaway train.
Here's what's happening on 105.5
The Cowboy Union Jam meets at McMillan Memorial Library every second Wednesday of the month from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. Come on down and listen to area musicians playing traditional country, bluegrass, and gospel music. That's every second Wednesday of the month from 1 to 3. If it's happening in the heart of Wisconsin, it's on 105.5 FM.
All eyes will be on Wisconsin when the NFL brings the 2025 Player Selection Draft to the state. 250,000 visitors are expected. Here's Green Bay Mayor Eric Genrich.
You know, maybe we don't have as many hotel rooms as a Kansas City or a Detroit, but I think it's going to be incredibly positive, not just for Green Bay, but the state as a whole.
It's the second time Wisconsin hosted the draft, the first in 1939. Do you know where? Oshkosh, Milwaukee, or Madison? The answer coming up.
It's really our obligation to pull people out of that campus when the draft activities aren't going on, to make sure that they see all the sites that we have within our downtown and other places.
And with the main draft campus around Lambeau Field, it's a time for the whole area to shine. Now, did you guess the Wisconsin location for the 1939 draft? It was a one-day event in Milwaukee with the NFL championship game the next day. The Packers beat the Giants 27-0. There's a winning slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Country Legends 24/7, 105.5
FM. I've had all the time to wonder just how much I miss her being gone. And I'm already wishing she was close enough to hold. And her memory's only 14 minutes old. Some big old tears just fell from my blue eyes, and I guess they must have been there all along. There's still some coffee in her cup, and it's not even cold, and her memory's only 14 minutes old. Minute makes me want her.
right back in my arms where she belongs. And I'm already missing times when she was mine to hold, and her memory's only 15 minutes old. Some big old tears just fell from my blue eyes, and I guess they must have been there all along. There's still some coffee in her cup, and it's not even cold, and her memory's only 15 minutes old. Coffee in her cup's not even cold.
Country Legends 24/7 with Tanya Tucker.
My dad was a country music fan, and he's really the one that started all this off for me back when I was 7 years old, maybe, sure. 6 or 7. And I've lost him in 2006 on Thanksgiving morning. As you probably know, he's been my manager most of my career, and you know, he was pretty much with me all the time, but especially when I was singing these songs, because you know, he always told me, he said, Tanya, you got to sing, like, you got to really put some feeling in. You can't just sing a country song, and since you're a girl and since you're a really young girl, you're gonna have to put twice as much feeling in it as the person that originally recorded it, because they're not gonna believe you. You know, I'm the center of attention in this barroom. I mean, at 11 years old, I mean, it's not really very believable.
105.5 FM.
It makes me weak and in a hurry all night. I'm so afraid that I'm gonna talk in my sleep. Who do I love? Who am I using? Which one is which can get so confusing. I've got to choose one and set the other one free.
Here with our song Pittsburgh Steelers from Country Legends 24/7.
Said you were coming to town. Thought I'd like to tell you hello. I'm driving no friend around. I pulled up to the airport, comfort and cool. But when you stepped off that plane, I knew I was your fool. My little Texas tornado. Or it wouldn't happen again. But I looked at you and then I'm like a tumbleweed in a wild west Texas wind. You're blowing me away again. Lying with me in Atlanta, it's such a beautiful life. You play me like a piano, I always let you get by. I know I'll go through hell, girl, when you find someone else. But right now I'm in heaven, and I can't help myself. My little Texas tornado, blowing me away again. I swore it wouldn't happen again, but I looked at you and then I'm like a tumbleweed in a wild west Texas wind. You're blowing.
CBS News Brief. Special Counsel Robert Herz defending his decision before Congress not to charge President Biden for mishandling classified material because he says a jury would be sympathetic to Biden's age and poor memory.
Because these issues were important to my ultimate decision, I had to include a discussion of them in my report to the Attorney General. The evidence and the president himself put his memory squarely at issue.
Republicans call it disgraceful. Four more states are holding presidential primaries today. CBS's Jared Hill.
These, though, are largely at this point a formality, seeing as how both former President Trump and President Biden essentially clinched the party nominations.
And the Innocence Project, still fighting to clear convicted killer Scott Peterson. CBS Sacramento reporter Madison Keevy.
What if Scott Peterson is not guilty and Lacey Peterson and Connor, their unborn son's killer, has been walking free? That's the basis of their argument.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
For WIRI and WFHR News, I'm Brittany Merlot. The future of Portage County Health Care Center gains momentum towards a final decision after Monday's meeting. The county revealed it's been in talks with an interested buyer for the past 5 months now, and the county may be at the start of selling the facility. Purchase price is $1.8 million. All of those who spoke in a public comment portion of the joint meeting yesterday were against the sale in some way. Many of them were advocating for a referendum to be posed to the public in November. However, the county's finance, space, and property and the Portage County Healthcare Center committees voted to send a letter of intent to the full county board. At this point, they can still back out with no penalty. The full Portage County board is expected to continue discussion on this topic at its